All this week, we're getting to know the major party challengers for governor and lieutenant governor here on Vermont Edition. By his own count, Peter Diamondstone has been a candidate for statewide office almost 24 times. This year, he's the gubernatorial candidate atop the Liberty Union Party ticket, which he helped to found more than 40 years ago. He doesn't face a primary challenge, so he'll be the party's nominee in the November election. Peter Diamondstone joins me now from our Brattleboro studio. Peter, welcome back to Vermont Edition.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So as I said, this is, by your estimation, your 23rd time on the ballot.
I think it's the 22nd. I think I made a mistake.
Oh, well, either way, 23rd, 22nd, that's a lot of times on the ballot.
Yeah.
And you make a point of always saying you're not running for office. You don't like that phrase, running for office.
No, the process is a hiring process. The voters are the hiring committee. So I'm just the job applicant.
Well, let me ask you about that then, because if that's what it is, the voters have never hired you. You haven't come close to winning a contest that you've entered.
So, I'm just offering them a socialist opportunity, that's all.
Well, does it bother you not to be elected?
No, there's a whole mass of propaganda that that has to be cut through from religion and from public schools and the newspapers and so forth to get through to even talk about socialism. I'm a nonviolent, revolutionary, libertarian socialist. And that's a concept that never gets discussed, or a series of concepts that never get discussed with people. So this is the only opportunity we have to do that.
Well, here's your opportunity. What do you think your biggest issue that you want to get across this year during this election cycle is?
The Second Republic and cutting ties with, following the leads of Tom Naylor and Dennis Steele, cutting the ties with the union that gives us a tax system that doesn't work when we piggyback on it. That gives us a banking system that doesn't work, that gives us a health system, and I mean health system, I don't mean medical system. We need to ban fluoride, we need to ban mercury in our injections, inoculations.
Mercury in vaccines?
Yeah. One of the nice ones is the one, there is this very famous socialist who put it succinctly, she said about 100 years ago, using Alice in Wonderland as a part of it. She said, we vote. This was Helen Keller. She said, we vote. What does that mean? We choose between two bodies of autocrats. We choose between Tweedledum and Tweedledee. And that has never changed. It only gets worse. And here we have Tweedledum and Tweedledee, Shumlin, Sanders, Leahy, Welch, and the former Republican lieutenant governors trying to turn Burlington into Bagram too. So we also have the militarist problem in which the two-party capitalist party is all united. Because that's the only way things that holds us together as a nation.
I want to talk about what you just said. You say you think that Burlington, the design is to turn it into a second Bagram, the Air Force Base in Iraq, and you don't certainly support the
Afghanistan.
You don't support the basing of the F-35 fighter jets in Burlington, and in fact, you don't support the Vermont National Guard as it stands.
That's right.
Today.
That's one of the things we should do. The Second Amendment doesn't address itself to a state militia. It addresses itself to a citizen militia to oppose the state militia, to keep our freedom from government tyranny. And I'm opposed not only to Bagram, but I'm opposed to the military budget, period.
So do you think that Vermont, if it were its own country, or Vermont as part of the U.S. and the U.S. in general then, needs to defend itself against foreign threats with a standing military?
No, absolutely not. That's the point I'm making.
So how would
the purpose of the militia as defined in the Second Amendment is to protect ourselves against our government.
So what would that defense look like?
It would be a civilian militia. I don't know exactly what it would look like, but it would be a volunteer militia.
Isn't that what the National Guard is?
No, no, that's a military. Why are they all being sent to Afghanistan? Because they're part of the United States military. They're cannon fodder for the empire.
So that's one of the issues that you're interested in talking about. I want to ask you about another one in the time we have. Vermont's soon to become the first state in the nation to require the labeling of foods made with genetic engineering, assuming that it can withstand lawsuits that are pending. You'd actually like to see us go further than just labeling.
Yes, yeah. The labeling, I'm not sure if it contains a provision that says that the FDA says there's no difference or no significant difference between GMO and non-GMO. If the legislation contains that provision, I think it will withstand the test. But the issue is, how are the land, water, and air of Vermont to be used? I'm talking about a land use program that would bar the development of GMOs in Vermont or the growing of it in our land or water or air. And if there are any trespasses of non-GMO material through the air, the water, on the land, that will be considered the defect in the manufacturing, and we should sue the manufacturer for trespass.
You mean if there are GM seeds that get transferred into here?
That's right. That should be considered trespass and sued for multiple damages and a criminal offense as well, with a very serious fine against the manufacturer.
Just in the time we have left, Peter Diamondstone, do you see this campaign season as any different from the ones that you've entered in the past?
You know,
you do?
Yeah. I'm a lot older. And Jay Newton has gotten old enough so that she can't do it. She's had to go and live with one of her kids in Maine. But we've got two really good people coming on. I've known Matt Andrews through the Socialist Party since 1996 or so, when he was a student at Brandeis. And I've known Marina since she worked for a socialist candidate, Herb Lewin, in 1987. And helped him to try and get on the ballot in Vermont. And they are two longtime friends of mine who I'm really delighted have decided to come on as candidates.
That's right. And Marina Brown will actually be on Vermont Edition. She's a lieutenant governor candidate in the Liberty Union Party. She's going to be on the show on Friday. Peter Diamondstone is the Liberty Union candidate for governor. Peter, thank you very much for speaking with me
today. Hey, thanks for having me.